Lance greatness.
And they've started accepting electrons as currency.
Financial wellness.
I do have an opinion, people.
He just seems to know everything.
I really think Coca-Cola is bad for you.
It's all coming your way.
In 3, 2, 1. Hey guys, you're listening to Lance Greatness. This is podcast episode 4, and I can't believe it. This show has really come a long way. We are reaching people, let me look, across North America and Southern North America as well. We have over 9 listens on our Coca-Cola episode. That's pretty cool. Let me address one issue. I've been getting a lot of emails about the quote-unquote lame commercials on this podcast. You know, people don't seem to be happy with them. Well, guys, in a perfect world, we wouldn't need advertisements. But I've got a family to feed, and hosting those ads are my main source of income. So there's not much that I can do about that one.
Hi. Do you like gambling, but the idea of losing money stresses you out? Join the club. That's why I founded the Spa and Gamble Casino Spa. We specialize in treating the stress of gambling while it happens. Let us work on your hamstring while you play with your friends. Our massage therapists are expert gamblers that can offer tips at your request. We're the first casino of our kind. We actually ask how you're doing once in a while. What if you run out of money? Don't stress. We allow our guests to work off any lost money by giving massages to other guests and providing occasional gambling advice. If your advice helps someone enter a massage payoff program, then we'll give you $100. Want to earn money faster? Submit an audio commercial for our spa, and if we use it, we'll figure something out. Come to Spa and Gamble Casino Spa. If you can't win, you'll at least feel like a winner.
Moving on, today we are going to be talking about managing your finances. Finances are tricky. They're hard. I myself just got out of a long-term relationship with a bankruptcy. It was very toxic. So I wanted to take what I've learned and pass it on to you so that you can be financially successful like I never was. So what is money and what does it do for us? Well, I have an answer for you. Money is, at its core, small paper bills with funny faces on them. Well, haha, very funny, Lance, but what else? Well, there is no what else. Money is paper, and the sooner that we all realize that, the sooner I think we'll stop using plastic to perform our transactions. I think debit and credit cards are the biggest scam I've ever seen in Northern and Southern North America. Billions and billions of stores have forgotten what money even looks like. Paper. And they've started accepting electrons as currency. All right, let's take a quick break.
Have a great day at work, sweetie.
Thanks, hon. What my wife doesn't know is that I got fired 3 months ago, but I haven't missed a single bill. How, you may ask? Credit cards. I'm so lucky I found Joe's credit card shack. He treated me like family. I told him about my job loss and he held me in his arms. He told me everything would be okay. I stand firm today with over 10 credit cards in my wallet. If my wallet isn't full of plastic, I don't feel like I'm providing for my family. Joe's Credit Card Shack. And if you apply in the next 3 days and mention Lance Greatness, Joe will throw in a free guitar.
All right, that was a great commercial. You know, Smith's just announced that they are no longer accepting Visa credit cards. I read that on the news this morning. Good for them. You know, way to stick it to the woman. Or man. Way to stick it to the man. I totally support men's rights. Let me tell you about how this whole bankruptcy thing started in my life. It's a pretty crazy story. So I was trapped in the whole debit card thing a few years back. This was before, you know, I met my wife, but just after we got married, to give you a bit of a timeline. So I was buying some candy that I didn't really need when this teenager in line behind me stepped on my foot. Needless to say, we got into a fight, and before you know it, I'm in small claims court. And the judge, nice guy, he gives me two options, community service or declare bankruptcy. And you know what I chose? I chose the bankruptcy. So let me just emphasize this point and make it really clear. If I hadn't been buying candy that I didn't really need and managed my finances better, the whole bankruptcy thing never would have taken place. And candy's horrible for you, by the way. It kills your brain cells. All right, we'll be right back after this short message from our sponsors.
Grammarly can help you write great documents. But did you know that for only a small monthly payment, it can also call you out for making poor financial choices before you even make them? Grammarly can monitor your conversations 24/7. Hey guys, want to go out to eat? I'm buying.
Poor financial decision ahead. Locking all bank accounts.
Hey Grammarly, where should I eat today?
Eat nothing. Pay off debt.
For the price of a cup of coffee a day, we'll send a reminder text not to waste your money on silly things. Just go to youtube.com and watch a few videos. One of our ads will pop up soon and then just click it. Grammarly. Words better.
Time to wrap up this episode, I think. Last thing I want to touch on, though, is don't ever, ever leave your wallet in a hotel room. I'm pretty sure a maid once stole $20 from me. I can't prove it because I don't know how to take fingerprints, but she is guilty, and as soon as she speaks fluent English, I'm going to sue her butt. Okay, so point number one, use cash. Point number two, don't spend money on candy. And number three, don't leave your wallet in your hotel room. And that's it for this podcast. Let's see. Homework is don't spend any money for a week. I know it sounds hard, but just try it. Don't be a baby. Don't be afraid of hard things. And if someone asks you why you're not spending money, it's an excellent opportunity to tell them about the podcast. So don't be a baby, like I said, and give it a shot. Also, I promised last time a part two on the myths of dieting episode, so that'll be coming soon. Watch out for that. Not like a scary movie kind of watch out, but watch out like a podcast kind of way. Guys, I know you can do this. Financial wellness is always just a few Lance Greatness episodes away. I believe in you, and that is the Lance Greatness guarantee. I'll see you next time.